As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Somehow it's the great circle of...
Karma.
It's karma. It is karma. Yeah. All right. Rippers, you know the story. Dude. And that's game for today.
Oh, that was short.
Man, I guess I
can... Oh, I guess, can we get our EXP now?
Yeah. Nope, I'm going to go back and play in L.A. Noir.
Wow, I get 5 XP for today.
That's why I don't hand out that card. I did not hand out EXP last time, correct?
Yes. That's because you said you did not...
That's because you guys have to complete Echoes first.
We haven't finished.
Yeah. All right. And where we had left our folk, by the way, we had, as far as I can tell, internet people, correct me because you probably know this better than I do. The date is May 15th because you had to deal with your tournament, and then which was on, like, the Saturday... And then Friday and Saturday the 8th, and then you guys left Friday the 6th, Saturday the 7th. You guys left on the 7th, attended the Roslyn Chapel Church on the 8th. Then you guys came back, and it is now the Sunday night after because you guys had just finished attending church at Rockford, which is the small town. Mm-hmm. So as far as I can tell, it's the 15th. If I'm wrong, correct me. But other than that, I'm going to assume it's the 15th. And then I'm going to print it off and hand it to Jessica because she will keep track of this. Because she's better at that than I am. Okie dokie. So, the police chief had kind of cleared you guys of the random attacks and murders. Or the being found with two guys who had gone missing. Or who had been killed and then gone missing. Winding up in your room and attempting to kill you.
Dressed up as scarecrows.
Dressed up as scarecrows with bags on their head.
Yeah, my nightgown, it is now bloody. I have to get a new one. I can't wash it. I have to get a new one.
You have to get a new one. It's just ruined.
Yeah, it's ruined.
You can take the blood out, you know, right?
You want to have her hand me down?
Brains come out. Swamp water doesn't. Don't ask me how I know.
No, I don't want her nightgown.
I don't think he'd fit.
I was asking.
That'd be hysterical. What?
That's what I did in Fallout. I wore the naughty... Oh, I guess it doesn't work, actually.
Yeah, because it changes by sex, but at the same time, it'd be hysterical.
What game is that?
Big hat, duster, negligee. What?
Other game I... Post-apocalyptic game, Dead Rising. That's what I do.
So, okay, yes. Dead Rising, you can't run around in it.
So,
Nightwear.
That's one of the people you keep a distance from and believe they're insane?
Well, here's the issue. She is much shorter than me. So her negligee will go down and cover everything. My junk will just be hanging.
So you mean there's going to be a giant blur spot wherever you go? You'll be behind a wall and they'll see a blur spot and go, there it's there! And you'll be like...
You can't hide in
but it makes me feel pretty.
That's one of the things I always thought was funny. I'd be playing Sims, and one of my guys would be in the shower, and so I'd be outside looking at the garden, and then suddenly there's this giant blur spot in the garden, and I'm like...
bizarre.
Dokey dokey then. So, did you guys want to do anything else Sunday night after... he doesn't... The big thing is the police chief kind of takes some notes and whatnot, but he's a bit surprised, but he doesn't take it too seriously.
Torch the town.
The guy with the broken arm.
Only way to be sure.
The chief or the...
The sheriff, not the deputy.
Okay.
The guy with the broken arm.
Well, it's not sheriff. It's... Let me find the proper term.
Constable?
Constable.
Constable. Because I remember it was the deputy that was telling us to get out and was all cranky and all.
Yes. You don't like outsiders around here.
The sheriff is like, dude.
Now, now, son, we do like outsiders here. Who else would we sacrifice?
So, what do you, after of course the police leave, the bodies are cleaned up and whatnot, what do you guys want to do? It's still technically Sunday night, heading into Monday morning. If you guys just want to crash, then that's a viable option. I'm just, rather, if you guys want to rush off right now.
I was going to say, there's nothing we can really follow up on.
Where to rush off to?
Because these guys were missing or dead?
Dead and missing.
Cool.
You can track, right?
Yes.
Think these guys leave big enough footprints?
Maybe.
Let's go check.
But there has been a lot of traffic in here recently.
Very big footprints.
I'll look for hay.
Okay. As you guys are leaving, I'd like... The camera focuses on... Alec, you give me a notice check.
Can I get some dice first?
No.
I got 24.
Nice spot.
Unfortunately, you needed 8 raises, which is a 36.
Five.
Okay. You know how they came through the front door?
Yep.
Door's not broken.
Oh.
Lock doesn't even look jimmied. That's what you notice on the way out.
Was the door ever locked?
Yes, he did lock it.
Okay.
So did someone unlock it?
I think we're being set up.
Alright.
Alright, so, well...
I will begin tracking in the dead of night.
Okay, I will put a... do you guys have any sort of light source?
Yeah.
Can you grab a fan?
Okay, you're going to have to make your tracking check at a -1, because it's considered dim illumination. Pitch darkness is -4, dark is -2, dim is -1. Mm-hmm. You walk 10 feet away and realize you're not in costume, and you somehow feel off.
Well, I can't really put on my costume.
Interesting.
No, but I can go get dressed.
I'm still in my...
still in my nightgown.
So, after about 2 hours of her picking out an appropriate outfit...
You guys took a short nap?
Tracking more than 5 individuals' money. Tracking in poor light is -2. Tracking more than... Alright, so it's -2.
Not thanks. Well, not that it did anything for that roll, but...
Alright. I was just using their illumination rolls earlier, later. You're just so tired. You'll have one last check before basically it hits daylight, at which point there's no point in tracking anymore.
On fire.
She just... She's sitting there looking at... And she's following these tracks, but they just keep going in circles. She thinks she's onto them, but they just... They seem to have circled the place like a shark. It doesn't make any sense. It seems like they start from the motel, circle around it, several times, and then go back into the motel. You just don't know.
Was there a changing station along the way? You can't water on new in the middle of the night.
Is it muddy?
Did you roll another
one? No, it's not muddy. It hasn't rained.
No?
Not equivalent.
Is it a dusty area?
No.
Each time.
Okay.
Because they're -2s.
I wonder how a dusty area is supposed to help you track.
Because it leaves
imprints
in the dust.
Oh, I would point some out when I came -2.
Like, it's not supposed to be dusty outside, but dusty inside. You know how you see the boot prints in old houses. Well, it is now daytime, and you guys are thoroughly tired. Go ahead and give me vigor checks. For anyone who is not sleeping.
Whoa. Well, I was asleep when they attacked.
Well, we I think we all were.
14.
12.
11.
I'm exhausted.
So all of you guys are like, this is exciting. The fencer, the person who has a calm, relaxed day job that only happens about once a month, you gain a fatigue level. You've been up, and you are just tired, and we have a mood die. Ryan, roll your mood die.
Happy. Or decently happy.
You're just...
Benicable.
You're easily influenced right now.
All right.
But it's now dawn, and people are... They do ruin the tracks.
You failed me for the last time, white guy. Well, probably not.
I suppose we can start asking around if any scarabros have gone missing.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, maybe the bodies were hanging up there, no one notices.
No, I'll just chuck it. You three are fine, and then he's like... Everybody.
He's like, but there's another dog out there. I could hear him.
I got your paw. You don't care.
He's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I do that all the time, too, so that's probably why.
I did it, too.
Unlike you.
My paw. Alright.
Well, I guess we can ask around town about the scarecrows.
Sure, you can. any missing scarecrows?
This is streetwise, right?
It is indeed streetwise.
I suppose I'll assist someone.
Do I take a negative?
Yes, you take a minus one because you're fatigued.
Oh, one PT goal?
Yeah. So, cool.
Seven.
Let's see if I assist. Oh, look at that. Ooh. No, wait, that doesn't sound good. Okay.
Got a two.
I did them in training.
Did you roll double ones?
Yes, I did.
Ha ha! Okay, so subtract two.
Five.
Okay.
I assisted.
It's double one, so basically he insulted someone.
I got an eight.
Eight plus two puts him back into seven.
There you go.
I did. I was too happy when someone their mom died or something.
Yeah. I was just coming back from the funeral. You're like, ha ha ha! And she's like,
here's what I see it as. We see Ryan open his mouth. Jessica realizes he's gonna say something stupid. Smack.
Effectively cancel each other out.
There you go.
Well, the conversation was just going downhill, so I stopped him before he ended it.
Yes, actually, in fact, a couple of scarecrows have gone missing.
Do we have a location on them?
Yeah, a couple of farms on the outside of town.
Alright, well, shall we go take a look?
We can go investigate the other farms. Well, yeah, we can look at those and also the other farms that still
have... Are they
have
close by the same farms?
No, they're actually on opposite sides of town.
Of course. Okay, well, let's go take a look at the farms.
I'm supposed to have a chariot.
Okay. Alright. You guys walk up to a farm, and this seems like a semi-decent farm, but remember, I guess farm is kind of the wrong word. He has a plot of land that has scarecrows on it, and he has a very small farm for growing basically wild grass, hay, that sort of stuff. And it looks like his primary form of income is sheep.
There are a ton
of sheep here. And it's, of course, all fenced in, and as you guys are rolling on up, you can see he's out, you know, he's actually making bales. And he appears to be in his 40s, 50s, and they're, but you don't see any children. The wife's probably in the house.
I pet the sheep.
I point my gauntleted hand at the sheep and a horn plays.
The sheep explodes.
Where are the minions, though?
There are no minions, but we're playing Warcraft 2. I was selected by the large gauntleted hand in the sky. So, that's where he's at.
Okay.
And you can see that they have some some good herding dogs. Collies. Pair of collies, and they're just kind of hanging out.
Okay. Well, you two are our speakers. You look a little tired, so I think you should sit out speaking this time.
Oh, I'm all right.
You should sit out.
You only have a minus one.
No, I'm just fine.
You're easily influenced right now. You should sit out.
All right, so how shall we approach this? Can't just randomly say, hey, we're here to look at your missing scarecrow.
We're the scarecrow inspectors. We're here to inspect your scarecrows.
Why does he need a scarecrow when he has a sheep farm?
Have to make sure.
Because he's actually got hay and he actually does have some crop.
Real crop.
It's not real crops, it's grass and other feed for his animals, which he grows.
It's feed for the birds we eat.
Yeah. And he doesn't want birds eating his...
Because there's probably some, like, barley or something in there.
Yeah, something other than just grass, because if you just feed an animal grass, they usually get malnourished pretty fast. Mm-hmm. So they have to have some stuff.
Barley.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Rosemary and thyme.
All
right,
well...
He has a cyanide farm. What? Hungry? Cyanide snack cake?
I think I'm good.
Delicious.
Nope, actually, they're pretty tasteless.
Did you taste it yourself?
Snack cake?
You're fine.
What? I grow cyanide naturally.
Doesn't seem to be working.
It's actually a vigor check at -4 for cyanide.
I could make it.
I bet.
Poisons are actually kind of nasty in this.
Poisons are very nasty in this.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. As like in Pathfinder, it's a DC 13.
Woo! That might kill a commoner, maybe.
You have to get some of the high level dosage stuff, which is like 4,000 a dose.
Are we still talking 3.5 before or Pathfinder?
Pathfinder, they're nastier, but it's still one vigor check to make it, or one toughness save to make it go away. Mm-hmm. And it's one to use.
Fortitude save.
Yeah,
well,
you make a toughness
from vigor to toughness to fortitude.
No, if you made a toughness save, poison suddenly became a lot more nasty.
Because it's affliction at this point.
And we don't have toughness.
By the way, I think the DC that they had for super AIDS was DC 25 in Mutant Smash Mind.
What?
Yeah, they actually have the DCs for pandemics and whatnot.
Super AIDS?
Super AIDS is a disease.
Is it superpower AIDS or just...
That's fortitude, right?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
To resist super AIDS, it's only a DC 25.
In other words, it's 21. Really, really hard to do.
Well, gay superheroes are suddenly a lot better off.
Whatever. All right. Off that topic quickly. Right.
I apologize, Internet.
Sheep farm!
Oh god, that just brings a whole other set of energy.
Well,
where do you think
this?
We got?
We can use our cover. We're here as the trading company, and we're interested in wool. And he has a bunch of sheep. So we can try and get his input on the sheep, how he take care of them, and his feed.
Why don't you guys distract him? We'll say we're just looking around. Kind of getting a feel for the place. Ivan and I will.
It's kind of suspicious. I'll ask if you'll allow it.
Is it suspicious to say we're co-workers and we'd like to take a look around while we discuss trading?
Do you... Yeah, imagine a group of four people walk up to your house, say, hey, we're interested in your computers. Can we take a look around? Thanks. We're just gonna go into your backyard now and take a look around.
You realize that's not what I was saying at all, right? I do agree to getting a permission to do it. I'm just not saying it's not particularly suspicious if they agree to have us look around while the other two discuss.
I'm not very good at looking for things.
No one in our group is very good at looking for things.
I have a deep lore.
Investigation?
No.
Or
notice.
Both D4.
Notice is a D6 for me.
What's your investigation?
D4.
Yeah. I need to know what you guys are doing before I can say anything.
We go up and burn all of his crops and shoot all of his pigs.
All right, let me roll initiative. Let's start cards. He's going to defend. He's got a pitchfork.
I shoot him before he can use it.
And two collies. Let's see you shoot those.
Shotgun to the face.
I stab them. Just like I stabbed those stupid hellhounds.
I walk up, infect them with Las Plagas.
Now, stupid dog.
All those dogs.
Wait, I pull out my knife.
Unfortunately, you're Chris Redfield. Your knife is nowhere near as effective.
Despite
punch it!
No. Roundhouse kick.
Let me punch this boulder.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The word to think of that is, I speak the language of the rocks. The rocks speak in punches. I will commune with the rock.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm dying. You are dying.
It's my frisbee earlier. Huh?
Yeah. Maybe. Or do you just want to play frisbee?
I suppose all four of us can approach and, with his permission, to look around his farm.
I think that these scarecrows were actually put on at all the farms, because the scarecrows are different farms. They're not one place.
Well, it doesn't hurt to look still.
I'm just curious if this is where they're hiding the bodies. Actually, in the scarecrows. Okay, so that's our plan.
Alright, so you guys walk on up, and he kind of, as you guys approaches, he kind of notices you guys.
I suppose we'll wave him before we, you know.
Yeah, he kind of stops making hay bales, and he kind of walks on over. Hello, hello. And his two collies are there directly next to him. How can I help you, fine gentlemen and ladies?
Oh, good morning, sir.
Morning. You must be that Black Mesa Trading Company I heard about.
Yes.
Word spreads fast out here, apparently.
Oh, there's nothing else to talk about in town.
Just smooth down.
Yes.
Oh, yes. As you might have heard, we are interested in trade, particularly the wool.
Oh, well, got some fine skins here.
Yeah. We were just looking around the town. We were just, examining the sheep, the quality of the wool, and, of course, the habitat, because a well-taken-care-of sheep is where wool.
Alright, well, feel free to take a look around. Just please stay away from the house. The missus is a little angry at me.
We will not bother her.
Mm-hmm. Is it true someone tried to murder you guys last night?
Yes.
I don't think it was us specifically, but close by.
Everybody in the hotel.
The hotel was attacked.
Oh, it's right scary, that is.
A young couple was almost murdered, in fact, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Everybody lived, though.
Yes.
Small dog. We talk about murderers for small dog. We're normal people, right?
As he said, it's a small town.
Not a lot going on.
So he'll take you guys out, and he'll actually kind of take you along, he'll show you the sheep, and they seem to be sheepish for the most part.
Does anyone actually have any knowledge of animals?
No.
Knowledge? What knowledge? What do you mean, knowledge?
Can someone tell us if these are actually good quality sheep or not?
Ten.
These are fair quality sheep. You wouldn't exactly call these England's best, but they're not bad.
Pretty good, not bad. Mm-hmm.
And
mangy.
There's no mange.
Did you say the sheep had mange?
I hope
that
not.
One does.
No, that's my wooden goat.
Oh, okay, that explains.
It's looking at me. I feel my soul slipping away.
Don't move.
Don't make eye contact.
It's too late. It's got my soul.
All right, now it's going to walk over and hump your leg. Just don't move.
Is my leg going to survive this?
No.
Maybe. Is your leg acid resistant?
No.
Try and keep your balance.
Any kind of shield. Put it on right now.
But you can't move.
Well, slowly.
He'll lead you around, and you guys will kind of slip past. You do notice that his scarecrow... You see where the scarecrow is supposed to be, but it's missing.
What happened to your scarecrow, sir?
Local kids took it.
Ah, thanks. Ruffians. We have in London, of course.
They took it a few weeks ago, and they put it back in... It's some sort of game.
Hmm. Has anyone else had their...
Yes. Do believe so.
Do you know where they take them?
Oh, heavens no. They're just kids.
Who else was the person who had their scarecrow too?
He'll list off seven other people.
How many murders do we have?
Eight.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's just a coincidence. There's no link here whatsoever.
Has there been any complaint or anything? Or is it just good humor fun?
Oh, well... We reported it to the sheriff, but he just had to let it slide. Mm-hmm. No harm done.
The sheriff's in on it.
He might be. The last one was, remember?
We can try and get in contact with these kids.
Right, well, we'll discuss this later. Let's continue looking at the sheep. They're pretty.
We'll see if he ignores
them. What's wrong with that sheep?
Hmm? Oh, he's the breeder.
Does he make violent kids?
Do you know any of the kids who come and steal your...
Yeah. I know everyone in this town.
No.
It's a small town.
What I mean is, what are the names? We should go have a talk with them. I know how to straighten ruffians out.
Oh, they're,
changing the shorts, because suddenly these jeans are not very comfortable.
Just, they're a group of five kids. Samuel, Mark... Adam, Cleveland, and Owen. They're a group of five kids.
Yeah, no need to bother them. They're just children.
Oh, well, you can't go around stealing other people's property, even if you put it back.
Well, it's their parents that need to punish them. That's strange.
I take it to market, and one of the... factories out in London comes and picks up the wool directly.
Uh-huh. And do you sell to any particular factory?
Whoever's offering me the best price.
It takes a village to raise a child.
Not really. It usually takes like one woman.
Maybe
it takes a village.
No. Thank you for this time.
Oh, of course. You know, more than happy to... As long as you guys are paying decent prices, you'll have to compete with everyone else.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, you take care. Sorry to interrupt your business.
Mm-hmm.
Considering we can't actually do any trading right now, because we just realized we're not actually making a profit due to our investors...
Oh. While we were talking to him, could one of you actually go over and look at the pole, see if there's any blood or anything on it? Well, I doubt there'd be blood, but...
Yeah.
Considering they were strangled. For any evidence...
I mean, as the one with stealth and at least D4 and investigate.
You're small enough to hide in the hay.
I'll make a post by his notice. You sneak off. Give me a quick investigate. Ivan, it's a pole. In fact, you are convinced that the wood is probably from that group of trees over there.
Makes sense.
No horrible blood stains, no ritualistic satanic symbols, no. It's a scarecrow post.